Welcome back to Sports Day. Fantastic news this morning. Perth Wildcats signing onto their main roster a bloke that's been at the basketball team for a little while now, Kyle Zunick, as a development player, and he signs a two-year deal to join the main roster. We say about time, Kyle. How are you feeling, mate?
Yeah, feeling over the moon. It's very exciting that I was able to sign this contract and, yeah, excited to be in Perth for two more years.
Tell us about your time in Perth. Obviously, you've had some good moments. You became the first development player in NBL history to earn a start on debut. But it's always tough to keep regular minutes in a side that has been a contender more often than not.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm very grateful for the opportunities I got last year. To credit to the coaching staff and all of those guys for believing in me like they did and giving me that opportunity. And I was just grateful that I could take those opportunities when they came. Obviously, it was a up and down season in terms of, you know, minutes for myself personally, but it was pretty cool to be able to contribute when I came in straight away. And, you know, now I've worked towards getting myself onto the roster, and yeah, the future looks good and I'm excited to get going and get back at it again.
You've done some travelling in your life, obviously a Sydney boy initially. Played rugby league before you decided basketball was your chosen sporting future, and you've ended up playing some college basketball as well. You've, I guess, experienced some nice moments in sport already.
Yeah, absolutely. The family is a pretty sporty family, and I was able to, yeah, obviously play rugby league when I was younger, experienced different sports, and then going to the States was a huge step for me, and I thought I grew a lot going overseas and kind of living by myself over there. It made me mature very quickly, and I think that has helped me to this day to be able to come over to, you know, Western Australia. I haven't been here before, and be able to start my professional career over here. It was a really good opportunity that I was, you know, very happy to have happen for me.
Kyle, when it comes to those FIBA World Cup qualifiers in Japan, when you made your Boomers debut, how was that?
Oh, it was unbelievable. You know, any time you're able to pull on the green and gold, it's a huge honour. And, you know, for me to have the opportunity to go over there and play with, you know, guys like Nick Kay and Angus Brand and all those guys, it was a very cool experience. And, you know, obviously the goal is to come away with three wins, and we did that. And it was a great bunch of guys that really locked into just, you know, having that Boomers culture and just playing as hard as they can for their country. That's why it's always good to play for Australia, because you know that everyone you're playing with knows the culture and knows what it's like to play as hard as you can. And yeah, I thought we did that as a group. And yeah, again, learnt a whole lot when I was over there and was able to, yeah, obviously play pretty well. And yeah, it was an exciting time for me for sure.
Now, Kyle Zunick, who we're chatting to, everyone, if you've just joined us here on Sports Day, he's been elevated to the main roster at our Perth Wildcats, which is great news. What about the off-season, mate? What are you up to?
I'm currently playing NBL 1 for the Warwick Senators, and still, you know, getting in the gym and working out with the Perth guys. So, yeah, just keeping active, keeping going.
A longer than expected off-season, given no playoff action this season for the Wildcats. Has there been a feeling, a message coming out from management, from the coach, etc., about what's expected when you come back to training, preparing for a new season?
Well, nothing yet, but I think, you know, the overall mindset for everyone will be, let's get back to work, let's figure out, you know, what went wrong and what we can do better. I think that's the only way to look at it is, how can we get better every day? And, you know, that's all we can focus on right now. You know, for me personally, just focusing on getting myself right, getting my body right to where I want it to be for when the season comes, and yeah, developing my skills as this off season progresses. That's all I can really focus on now. And hopefully when we all come together, we'll, yeah, obviously have bigger chats on what's expected.
And in terms of your personal ambition for next season, I mentioned a starting five role on debut. Is that the goal, obviously, to be a starting five member permanently moving forward?
I think it's just you know, whatever the team needs from me, and you know, whatever that may be, whether it's a starting role, whether it's a bench role, I think that I'll be willing to do whatever it takes to win. And you know, that's always been my mindset, is wherever I go, I just want to win. And that's going to be my mindset coming into this next season. Just do everything I can to put our team in the best position to win. And, you know, I'm going to work hard towards that.
Thanks very much for your time, mate. Nice to chat. Congratulations. And we'll see you in action in the not too distant future. Take care, Kyle.
Thanks very much. See you guys.
Kyle Zunick here on Sports Day. So he joins Bryce Cotton, Mitch Norton, Corey Sherville, Majok Majok and Luke Travers as the players who have signed on at our Perth Wildcats in their main roster. And then there is Ollie Hayes-Brown, who is listed as a development player. No Vic Law or anything, and I've heard nothing on that front, given that we had that free agency open up on Friday.
It is a concern, isn't it? If the Wildcats think it's a concern, that's even more of a priority, because he is a player that, in tandem with Bryce Cotton, would have given the Wildcats, you think, a really good platform for next season. So unless, and look, a lot of these occasions, Carl, there's going to be clubs who are looking outside of what we are seeing in terms of potential recruits, and they may have their eye on a bigger name or someone who they think might even add some more value to the roster. So, yeah, there's a bit of cat and mouse going on, but certainly a few question marks over a couple of Wildcats and where they will end up next season.
Well, what did fall today was Sean Bruce. He signed a two-year deal with the Sydney Kings, of course, part of that championship-winning team in the NBL season. We need to clear a commitment. Thanks to the Dardanup Butchering Company's Valley Spring Lamb, available at WA's best restaurants, hotels and cafe. What has been really hot has been the swimming in the pool, and a world record setter, Zach Stubbley-Cook. He will join us next here on Sports Day.